Hello, and you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. You're listening to Life on Thunderbird Radio Hall. My name is Ben. On the big show tonight, Narwhal is going to be playing live in studio at 10 o'clock. Stick around for that. It's going to be fantastic. You will not want to miss it. Wake up your kids. Wake up your grandparents. Just for it. Make sure you do it. Or listen to the podcast. But anyway, so that's coming up in an hour's time. Before then, a bunch of music. I'm also going to... I talked to Shotgun Jimmy, who is on a cross-Canada tour. Right now, he's from Sackville. He's doing a little tour. He's going to be in Vancouver next week. I talked to him yesterday morning. That is recorded. I will play that for you very shortly. A nice little chat with Mr. Jimmy, Shotgun Jimmy. But first, a song from... What are these guys? All right, Cuff the Duke. A cover of an O'Reilly Static song. Claire, this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Bye. bounce the two guitars and the drums on to four and make them some room for the vocals and the bass line to explore, give them something to do. We got tons of things to sing about for true and nothing to prove. Just add a tune, guitars and the microphones lying on the floor.
That was some Shotgun and Jaybird trying to get somewhere. Name of the album. The song is 2 and 2 is 4. Shotgun and Jaybird. Bunch of Shotgun Jimmy's in the band. I forgot what his last name is. I think I looked it up and whatever. It's a good guy. He plays guitar, bass in that band. There is Dick, who is, I guess, Jaybird. And Julie Duran played in that band as well, and Poor Henderson, Shotgun, and Jaybird. They were a band a couple years ago, and now Shotgun Jimmy is on his own, doing a solo act. Plenty of albums came out already. He is currently just started a tour across Canada. Well, sort of. It starts off in Winnipeg and Brandon and goes here, and then it comes back. I was lucky enough to chat with him yesterday morning. I gave him a call on the little telephone. He was in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and we have a little chat about his upcoming tour and his show here in Vancouver, and I am going to play that for you right now. But quick reminder, at 10 o'clock, Narwhal is going to be playing live in studio. Stick around for that. But now here's Shotgun Jimmy from Winnipeg, as recorded yesterday morning-ish afternoon. So, I am now joined on the phone with Shotgun Jimmy, who is currently in Winnipeg, I believe. Is this right?
That's correct.
In Winnipeg, Manitoba. People like to complain when it gets a bit cold in Vancouver, but I believe right now in Winnipeg it's actually really freezing. Is that correct?
Yeah, they say that it's minus 40 outside.
Minus 40 outside, eh? And that's... That's what the windshield.
Sorry, it's frightening is all I was going to say.
Is that what the windshield? I guess it must be, eh?
Yeah, that's got to be. That's got to be. That's
so,
with the wind.
So have you been outside?
You must, oh, yeah.
Yeah? How does it... It's pretty, is it like how long do you think your face freezes off or that kind of stuff?
Today's not as bad as yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday was actually what I heard was minus 40.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's pretty much instantly.
Right away, hey?
Go out and you kind of feel like your teeth start to hurt, and if you're not wearing long johns, you're in trouble.
Are you prepared for this?
I've got a system for touring Canada in the winter that involves layers.
Layers and layers.
And because it can be pretty wild. Like the last trip I did a few months ago, I was in Winnipeg and it was minus 40.
Oh, yeah.
In January, and then we got off. I was doing the train tour, and I got off the train in Edmonton, and it was the Chinook in Calgary, and it was like plus 12.
Oh, wow.
So you really have to be able to adapt your wardrobe. Yeah. In this country when you're touring across, because, I mean, if I just had a parka, then I would have been kind of in trouble in Calgary. So I have a system that involves a lot of, like, hoser layers, various plaid jackets, and they keep me in good shape.
Because a lot of bands or people avoid traveling in Canada during the winter just because of the cold and such.
Along the roads.
Yeah, but you seem to enjoy it then. You're doing
well, I do, you know. I mean, I'm cautious, too, because it is kind of a dangerous time to be out, spending most of your time on the road when you're touring, you know. It's kind of dangerous, but it's also, I think it's a rite of passage or something. If you want to be a Canadian band, you got to do it a few times, you know.
Yeah, and you mentioned you did a train tour. So one of my friends was talking to me about yourself. We'll get to that in a bit. You know some friends of mine from Vancouver. Or you met them anyway. So you did a tour of sorts on the train, so across part of the country?
Yeah, I did. Last winter I did Halifax to Vancouver, and then this winter I just did Toronto to Vancouver, both ways.
How does that work? I heard that you were actually playing on the train, or is that?
That's the case. It's like an entertainment exchange program where you perform on the train. And then it subsidizes your travel and room and board sort of thing.
Is that fun? It sounds like a lot of fun.
It is really great. It's an amazing program, and I feel pretty fortunate to have been able to participate in it for a couple of years. It's
What kind of
perfect.
People? What kind of people were you playing to? I guess just anybody who takes the train, I guess.
Yeah, if I had to describe the people that take the train, like in Canada,
uh-huh.
I'd say it's mostly. Elderly people, like retired mm-hmm. people, or if they're younger, they're usually from a different country. And because I guess in a lot of other countries, the train is a mode of transportation mm-hmm. more than in Canada. It seems like it's more of a tourist type of thing to do.
Yeah.
So I think,
like in Europe,
know,
and such, trains is that's how you get around.
Yeah, and it's I've done train tours in Europe too. But they were more like business, like get on a fast train for a few hours, get off in a different country, go play a show. I didn't perform on the train mm-hmm. in Europe. I just used it as like a really great, cheap way to get around. And it's also nice on the train, too, because you can bring more weight than you can when you fly. When you fly, their baggage restrictions are a lot tighter, right, than on the train. So.
Mm-hmm. Was there like a particular person or someone, some event that happened on the train that's memorable? Any good stories to tell?
I had this one really, really positive woman that was in charge of the train on the ride home,
mm-hmm.
and she was pretty amazing. I'm glad I met her. She's really, really supportive of the musicians on the train program,
mm-hmm.
and pretty excited to have us on board, and she gave us both our own room because she was, you know, she's really on this, really in favor of it, you know, so she wants it to be successful, and she was really great at promoting the show on the train and getting, I think it was a really slow train because it's a slow time of year to get people on there, and there was only about 45 passengers,
mm-hmm.
but she got like 25 of them to come to the show, which is pretty good, like, you know.
So how does that? So there's a set time for a show where, okay, tonight
yeah,
at 9 o'clock.
You get on the train and then you arrange it once you get on there. Mm-hmm. You sort of depending on which train it is and where the stops are, like there's cigarette breaks and stuff that are like kind of, you know, you'll be in Horn Payne, Ontario for 20 minutes or whatever. So then sometimes people, sometimes we'll say like, well, let's do the show as we're rolling out of Horn Payne. Or sometimes it'll be like when we'll do the show as we're leaving Jasper or, you know, that kind of thing. Or it, or it's that time, like it works with meals, like we'll do a show in the afternoon before dinner and then we'll do another one after dinner in the Skyline car or whatever.
Very nice. So you recommend it.
Pretty amazing.
So you recommend it if you're a musician and it was a worthy cause.
It was really good. It was, I mean, it's a great way to get across. Like I was doing the bar shows in the different cities and that was sort of the prime objective. The tour wasn't, my audience wasn't supposed to be the people on the train. It was just ended up being them.
Yeah.
But I was trying to get to to play some bar shows in the wintertime when I said the highway's like not so desirable of a place to be.
Right. And for this tour, so Winnipeg is your first stop?
Or well, Brandon, actually, tonight.
Oh, okay, so you're going to drive out to, which is like a 3-hour or less drive, right?
Yeah, yeah, a couple hours.
And when are you going to head out for that?
I'm going to leave right after this, right after our phone call. I'm going to slam some baguette and goat cheese and then hop in the car.
Hop in the car. So you flew out to Winnipeg, I guess, yesterday night?
Yeah.
Yesterday night.
Yeah.
I was reading your tour blog, and you have one on your website, chuckandjimmy.net, and you think
that's
you saw Jeff Martin from formerly from the band Tea Party, or is that band to exist?
Yeah, yeah, or I don't know. I don't think they exist anymore.
No.
But I definitely saw that guy at the airport yesterday.
Does he still look the same with like the curly hair and he, you know, like?
He had all of his curly hair up into this like cowboy bandana.
Yeah.
So I couldn't see the hair. That's what made me wonder. And you know, he still looks pretty much the same. He still looks fit. He hasn't let himself go. You know.
And you said
he might be a little older looking, but he definitely like. Definitely keeping in shape and eating well, which is a lot of work for road weary traveler like the Tea Party guy.
Because I do know he's traveling of sorts, and also you said he was really savvy in terms of traveling and packing his gear and such.
Yeah, I was sort of checking him out and going like, is that a kind of guy that's been through security like a million times? And I was like, yeah, he's that guy. He put his belt on, back on in one fluid movement, you know, whereas, like, when I'm putting my belt on, I'm like, oh, sorry, everyone, oh, hold up the line, just a second, everybody, you know, but not that Jeff Martin guy, he's got it figured out. So I took some tips, you know.
You took some tips, with some notes, it's awesome. So you're going to...
Something to inspire, too, you know.
Yeah, so I am still on the line with Chuck and Jimmy, who is touring across Canada, starting off in Brandon, and then I guess you play Winnipeg tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then eventually you're going to hit Vancouver.
Yeah, I'm really excited about Vancouver. I was checking out the venue online. It looks like a really, really beautiful room.
Yep, it's fantastic. We'll all seat on seats, and it's great. What are you looking forward to in Vancouver? Like sushi, I guess, like everyone else?
Yeah, there'll be some sushi going down and with some friends. I don't know. I just like the perfect place to visit this time of year for me as a Maritimer.
Yep.
And new record, and the drummer on my new record lives in Vancouver, so I'm going to play with him, and looking forward to seeing him and his buddies and stuff. It should be...
Yeah, awesome. So, yeah, let's talk a bit about the new record. It's called Transistor's Sister.
Yep.
And is it written in Europe or something like that, or how did that come about?
Well, I knew that I had to come up with the material, and I happened to be on tour at the time, and I had a pretty tight schedule, no downtime for writing, like when I got back to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty romantic idea, like writing an album on the road. It really makes you feel like you're like a musician, or you know, it's easy to take yourself seriously when you're doing something like that. So, I got into it. The thing that's neat about Europe is all the cities are so much closer together than they are in Canada, if it's, like, planned that way. So in this situation, I had lots of time to actually work and hang out in, like, these pretty cool spaces, like Hotel de Ville kind of places, you know, and, like, hundreds of, like, some of the rooms that we stayed in at different venues. They have like band rooms and venues and stuff. Like the, I think the general idea that I got from the European touring scene is that they really treat you really nicely, and it's in a way where they just have this attitude that like, well, of course you need a place to stay,
right?
And you need to eat food, and mm-hmm. you need all these things. So, I mean, obviously we're going to give you all that stuff. And then beyond that, we'll try to do anything that we can to, like, you know, make this a pleasant experience for you, because you're a valued part of society. You're an art maker. You're, you know, a culture developer. You're invaluable. So it's pretty amazing. It's a good nurturing environment to try and write a record in, for sure.
That sounds great. What countries did you hit?
I was in 13 different countries.
Wow.
For the most part, there was a lot of Germany and... spent a couple weeks in Poland, and I really enjoyed going out to Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Slovakia was awesome, and we went as far as Croatia that way, which is pretty cool. And Italy was fantastic and gorgeous. Spain, I mean, it was just so mind-blowing. I couldn't even, we don't have time for me to even begin talking about how fantastic it was.
No, that totally sounds awesome. Is there a particular, like, did you travel with another band or person to actually know the lay of, the land a bit, or did you just go out by yourself?
No, it was me and a bunch of Canadians. There was two other Canadian bands, and we didn't have, some of the tour we had, our friend Sibsy from Berlin was touring around with us, and I mean, he came to Italy with us, and he speaks Italian, so, I mean, there was that, but for most of the countries, it was kind of just like, it was like being on tour in Canada. I think a lot of bands go to Europe and they hire someone to drive them. And you also get a backline out of that deal usually. The backline for those folks in radio land that don't know what I'm talking about is like the big stuff, like the bass amp and the drums and guitar amps and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's pretty commonplace for Canadian bands to go over there and rent a van. Like, you get like a package deal where you got this sort of tour guide, driver guy, and all this stuff, but we didn't end up doing that. We went and bought our own drums and bass amp and stuff, and leased a van and spent 9 weeks touring. And it felt like the same as like the first time I'd done some touring in Canada, where you're not really sure what's going to happen. It's just a wild curiosity when you're heading to the next place, going into another country and don't speak the language and what are the driving conditions going to be like? What are the roads like? What are the rules of the road? You know, are they part of the European Union? Do they still use euros? Are they on their own monetary system? And then there's a lot of the highways you have to buy this thing that's called a vignette to stick in your window, and that's to get to pay for like toll fee just to use the highway for a. Sometimes you can get them for a week, or sometimes you have to actually pay for 6 months' worth. Just even if you're only passing through a country, you gotta get the permission to be on the highway, and it's really important to pick those up because it can result in serious fines and pretty wild stuff. There's a lot of information that, I mean, I could see it being good to have someone there who knows that stuff, but it's also possible to do the research yourself and just like get in there and do it.
And you feel like you accomplished something, like you did it and you made it and you made it back and everything did well.
And I can't wait to go back again, you know?
Yeah, no, that sounds awesome. We're probably going to wrap up around about here. Transistor Sister, your new album. I'm also just going to mention something. The last song on the album, which I read and I've been told about, the Bars Close is the name of the song.
Yeah.
And at the end, I think there was some chatter. You recorded that at lunch sometime during Sappy Fest where... Because I'm friends with Apollo Ghost. I think you met them in Sackville during Sappy Fest, which is a festival that's happening, I guess, every year now during the summer in Sackville. Just a bunch of bands and a really good time. My friend Darren and Apollo Ghost, I guess you were hanging out with them and you kind of, you just go, I forgot exactly what it said. It did something. It was recorded while you're having lunch or some sort.
With those guys, yeah. What happened was... Apollo Ghost came out to Sackville after a great deal of lead up. Like everyone, all my groups of friends and stuff were really excited to see them. We'd been listening to Mount Benson quite a bunch and Hastings Sunrise, and we're really quite stoked to see this band that we've been diving into like crazy prior to the festival. They were definitely the band that I was looking forward to seeing the most at the festival, and then I was relieved to find out that they're just like unbelievably nice, amazing people. And we hung out like a tiny bit, but like I was so starstruck by them. I just thought they were so amazing that it was always kind of awkward whenever I saw them, and I was like fumbling my words and stuff, and just like, "Hey guys, you guys are the best. I love you," you know. And then I was so inspired by those guys, and I went to record the record right immediately after Sappy Fest. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about them and like, you know, learning their songs so that I could steal all the good riffs from them and put them into my songs. And, you know, I was thinking about those guys a lot while I was recording the record. So then I wanted to write a song where I said that I love these guys and think they're the coolest band and stuff, but I just couldn't make that happen. I'd already written the record and stuff, so I just stuck them in there at the end of the song. I thought, well, I know that I'd done this radio show and I had lunch with these guys, and that there'd probably be a little bit of an audio bit where I'm talking about Jay's. I see, like, these guys are coming in and Jay's got some carrots or a whole plate of food or something, and Darren's there. So Darren gets name dropped too, which is cool, and I just put them in. I mean, you can't really hear it if you listen to the song.
Right.
Because it's kind of, it's supposed to be this, the idea is that it's like this texture, you know, it's like this other thing that's happening that's not necessarily legible or whatever, but those guys are in there for sure. They're in the record more than just in that last song. I feel like those guys are in every song, you know?
That is awesome. And those are good guys, and I'm glad. They told me tons of stories because they went out, and Darren, not in the band, but he went out and was the driving buddy the whole time.
Yeah, driving buddy Darren. Good old driving buddy Darren.
I from everything I heard, they have a great time, and Sappy Fest. I've always wanted to go. I almost went last year, it just didn't work out. But maybe this year.
Maybe those Apollo Ghost guys will be there. Who knows?
Yeah, I think that might be possible. So
I'll
just
order,
yeah,
we can only hope.
Yeah. So you will be in Vancouver March 8th and playing at the Vancouver East Cultural Center, Shotgun Jimmy, Vancouver East Cultural Center with Christine Fellows and Fort Pier. And looking forward to seeing you at the show. And the website is shotgunjimmy.net. Good luck in Brandon tonight and the rest of the way. Stay warm. Wear some mittens or something. You must have them.
Oh, yeah, I got mittens out to the wazoo. Layers and layers of mittens.
But once you get to Vancouver, it'll be nice and warm. Probably raining, but it'll be nice and warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for talking to me.
Well, hey, thanks for taking the time to talk to me today, man.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for everything. I will talk to you later. Thank you very much.
Lovely. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. That was Shotgun Jimmy, as recorded yesterday at exactly 11:30 Vancouver time. I forgot Winnipeg time, which will be 1:30. And he was driving out to Brandon, played a show there last night, and playing tonight in Winnipeg, Manitoba, probably minus 30 degrees right now. So I'm going to play for you some Shotgun Jimmy. There is new album, Transistor Sister. It's not a good thing to say on radio. Too many S's. Shotgun Jimmy, this is a song from the brand new album, first single, called Late Last Year on CITR. Narwhal coming up in about half an hour's time, live in studio. Stick around for that. This is Shotgun Jimmy. We'll be right back.
play. Last year's signal coming clear, and I saw you at the bar. We had a few beers, and I walked you home, and the sky was clear, and it was filled with stars like we were filled with beers. And I got distracted in a winter wonderland, and I felt nostalgic and wanted to hold your hand, but I didn't know you well enough to ask. Plus I was afraid, cause I thought that you were pretty badass, and not into old hands. It was late last year's signal coming clear, and I saw you at the bar. We had a few beers, and I walked you home, and the sky was clear, and it was filled with stars like we were filled with beers. And I got distracted in a winter wonderland, and I felt nostalgic and wanted to hold your hand, but I didn't know you well enough to ask. Plus I was afraid, cause I thought that you were pretty badass, and not in the holding hands.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Penny Clark, president of the CITR Student Executive. Between March 7th and 11th, the UBC's Alma Mater Society will be holding a referendum. By voting yes, you will be supporting the continuation of the UPass and a new fee structure to improve AMS student services. This new fee structure includes a $1 increase for CITR and will protect our current funding in the future. With the additional dollar, we will launch a DJ training program, beat matching and spinning, and offer free DJs for your student events. CITR is committed to serving students and staying tuned to student needs. Between March 7th and 11th, vote yes in the AMS referendum.
Yeah.
Best thing for me to do is run faster than you. The best thing for me to do is run faster than you. If I do, I will make it. And when I do, I might grow up a little bit. Songs I love, songs for me.
tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Vancouver Muscles off a self sort of internet released EP they just put out. You can get that at musclesforever.bandcamp.com. Local band, too bad they no longer exist. Sort of, you know how it is with bands in Vancouver. Really nice ladies. They played on the show about a several months ago. Did a great set. And if you like the music, you can check out the live set on our podcast on CITR's website or download this album from bandcamp.com. And before that, I played some Bat Fate from the album Olympic City. This Olympic City is the name of the song. This is sort of like the 1 year anniversary of last year's Olympic. So there you go. That's my comment on it. Julie Durant before that, from the Juno Award winning album, Julie Durant and the Wooden Stars, the best thing for me is the name of the song. And Julie Durand played with Shotgun Jimmy when it was Shotgun and Jaybird, etc., etc., etc. I talked to Shotgun Jimmy yesterday, and you heard the interview. If you tuned in the first part of the show, he's playing this Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at the Vancouver East Cultural Center. So check that out if you're interested. Narwhal is going to be playing live in studio in 10 minutes time. Stick around for that. It is going to be worth. It's going to be worth every penny that you spent on electricity for your computer or your on your radio. I guarantee you. Okay, a lot of shows happening tomorrow night. It's kind of crazy. I am going to talk about the shows. Let me bring my little trusty laptop and my Facebook over. The big one, Coban CD release party. Sam and Brittany was here last week. They were here last week to talk about the CD release party, EP release party that is happening at the Lion's Den, which is on it's somewhere in Chinatown. You look it up. It's Lion Den's Gallery. I don't know exactly what the address is. You walk up the stairs, you remember it. You've been to it, you know what. If not, ask around. Coban's playing with Romok, MT40, and Womankind. Should be a lot of fun. Go to that show if you want. There are other shows happening. There is the Music Waste sort of an Olio Festival South by Southwest fundraiser party that is happening at the Cobalt with Basketball, No Gold, and Teen Days, and Babe Rainbow. And my gay husband is DJing. That sounds like a lot of fun. So that's something you can do at the Cobalt. And there is also a good show at the Biltmore with White Lung, New Sensei, and Beelines. That is at the Biltmore Cabaret. Man, I don't know. A lot of things happening. And I'm just listing three of the shows that caught my eyes. I'm sure there are tons of other stuff going on, but I'm not even going to forget it. I mean, too much going on. More music. Let me just play more music. This band is the one that Shotgun Jimmy was talking about that he was starstruck about seeing. They call it Polo Ghost, and this is from the CITR Pop Alliance compilation album that was released last week with tons and tons of excellent bands. Track one from Polo Ghost, the song is Validation on CITR.
Singers have to sing. You've got the blue book, Bob. Now take her for a spin and say, your hands set 10 and 2. The vinyl seats and windows down, the carpet's green. Take the cigarette from the pack and come on, Daddy, light that thing. Hey, the sandwich, did you make it? For the pigeons in the park, and you know all her songs are safe and natural sweet when she stops saying validate. Validation, baby. I miss when backup singers had to sing. You traded in your love for plastic and a diamond ring. Come on, who cares? That's right, I said it and you're never gonna sing again. Hey, this left hand, will you take it? Put it to your lips and smile. You know all these songs are empty. All my wasted words have meaning. Validate.
Oh, baby!
Validation.
session, baby. Validation.
He wanted
validation. Validation.
Great.
Validation.
He bought it.
Built to fit, move on. LiveBand.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
That was Run, Chico Run, from Victoria and Jack and Madeline is the name of the song. Before that, I played some Aunts and Uncles and also some Apollo Ghosts. You are listening to CITR Radio.